Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Isn't it such a good day? Oh, isn't it such a good, good day? Yeah. I wish it would last forever. And I hope the sun don't go down. Cause it's a good, good day.
All right. Vitamins for your brain. The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Jennifer Horn has got vitamins galore. Listen to her.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
tons of vitamins.
Yeah. Rich McFadden has vitamins galore.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking super beats. That's what you need, Jennifer.
Love my
you need
super
to get
beats.
Your super beats. All right.
I have super beats.
Have you? Well, you better
you
take
them. You gave them to me.
I know I did. I give you lots of things, and some of them you take advantage of, and some of them you don't.
I don't know what that means, but you're right.
Hi, there's Kenny Kester, who's got a super brain.
Why, thank you.
And then there's Molly Page, who can't play golf. That's the problem that she has.
This is true.
All right, so let's get to what's going on here. Baltimore Mayor Susie Hoosie, what's his?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right. What a model. She was going to run for the senatorial job, Richie, being vacated by Ms. Mikulski.
Yeah.
Until this. She got about as much chance of being elected.
Yeah, you know, she does not look good.
I liked her.
Did you?
Up until she
to know her.
Had a couple of faux pas.
Isn't that, what is the old song, to know?
To know
Once I got to know her, then I didn't like
right,
her very much.
Right, yeah. Exactly.
She and I understand she misspoke, and you know,
well,
and
that's not even the misspeaking though. It's the fact that she—I don't know—I thought anyway. She imposed a curfew for the rest of the week, not the night that was in trouble. She told police officers to stand down, and then when there were kids that were involved in this, she canceled school. Shouldn't she have kept school going to keep the kids going somewhere?
Uh huh. Not
maybe
good
no,
judgment. It's easy to criticize, but in this,
absolutely.
It's tough. These are tough jobs.
It's armchair quarterbacking.
Well, the argument here was to keep the kids in school so that they would know where they were, because you know, at least the police know. Okay, we have 800 kids at this school. They're not out on the streets, and that's what they were trying to argue for.
Yeah,
here, but you know, she totally mismanaged this. This is
made a mess of it.
Yeah.
Now there are those who are sexist. Not among our group, but there are those who say, women, they shouldn't be mayor. Women, they shouldn't be governor. Women, they shouldn't be president. Wow. And so we have that element. No, there's no difference. There are really good, well-qualified people for all these jobs.
All the people.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, so I think the woman of the moment, and there's sort of a lot of grandstanding going on around Toya Graham and how she slapped her son around. But, Richie, when I heard her speak, I remembered it was the basketball player whose mother, don't you talk about my son this way.
Remember,
who was that?
Allen Iverson's mother.
Right. Yeah. All right. So let's first visit Toya Graham as she's interviewed, and then maybe you can compare her to the mother we were talking about. Here's Toya Graham talking about how she smacked her son around, or why, basically, she was concerned.
I was angry. I was shocked because you never want to see your child out there doing that. There's some days that I'll shield him in the house just so he won't go outside. And I know I can't do that for the rest of my life. He's 16 years old. You know, he's into the street. He said, when I seen you, my instinct was to run. You know, I'm a no tolerant mother. Everybody that knows me know I don't play that. You know what I mean? He knew he was in trouble. You know, you can make that phone call, get home right now. But they, at the end of the day, they're gonna make their own decision. We just, as parents, we just have to follow through to make sure that's where they're supposed to be at.
All right, so where's that? What is the woman's name? The mother of that basketball player you can't
find? When Allen Iverson was in all that trouble and she went out, his mother went out and got in the reporter's face.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's
rumor. Where you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Because somebody told it to you?
True.
Did Tawana tell you that?
Tawana tell you
that. Did Tawana, don't ask me nothing. Did Tawana tell you that?
This is beautiful.
No.
Oh, my God.
I love this woman, this toy woman, the mother.
I did too. you hear, though? Here's the problem. I mean, gosh, we talk about leadership with the mayor. Leadership with this community is, where is the dad? I mean, that's what's going on with these boys. Yeah. There's no dad.
She's got six
children. This poor woman has got six kids.
Right.
I know. She's trying to do the best she can, and good for her.
Right.
But holy moly.
Imagine yourself in that position. Jennifer, Molly, you're the only two here among us that could be in that position. Imagine you're the mother of six children. You have a job. They're teenagers. There's no other support around. Maybe there's a grandparent or two here and there. And in our society today, you know, we can talk about the good old days. I pretty much raised myself, and so did my two sisters. We didn't have all of the stuff around us that children have today to distract them. So, I mean, if I'd had, I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't found the farm. But, you know, you think about some of the other things that are part of, what would some children have done if they hadn't found fill in the blank? Sports, maybe, some kind of hobby. Or the children today have too much time on their hands.
And access.
Yeah, access to too much.
Huge.
Of too much. So as a parent, especially as a mother, I guess the question is, what's a mother to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what?
I think you have to question yourself when you realize, and I don't know this lady's situation, but I mean, she's doing a great job. But
well,
how many kids?
There are some people, Jennifer, who now are after her. Kenny,
no.
You've got things that you saw on social media attacking her for cruel and unusual punishment or whatever
well,
they
are.
Abuse of the children.
For running after him and hitting him in the
whack
head.
Whack him in the head, right.
But you do have to call into question judgment.
To us.
Like, how
we're praising
everybody's.
Her.
No, well, everybody's perpetuating this idea that, you know, kids can kind of raise themselves, and they don't. And you see this, especially in the inner cities where the dads aren't present. And so I think you'd question her and say, why did you continue to have kids with these people if you thought they weren't going to
but
be around for you?
And I agree. I totally agree. We have a society that perpetuates broken families, especially in the inner city. But most people give up. This woman, at least,
she's trying.
Didn't
totally.
Give up and holds her kids responsible.
Yeah.
And you don't beat her up for that. At least,
yeah, she gets points for that. For
give
sure.
her the
and
points.
She didn't. She didn't wait for anybody else to act. She didn't want the mayor to take care of her kids,
the police
anybody else. She walked out there, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, shook him, and took him home.
And we also really don't know her situation. If there are multiple dads, if she was never married, or if she had a husband who was killed or died.
Yeah, in service.
We don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bigger issue there is our society perpetuates this kind of
stuff.
I'm using her as an example. It really does.
People are really criticizing the mayor of Baltimore because she's a woman. They're saying women shouldn't be mayors. Okay, I just love this example. Rob Ford.
The what?
We should never Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Right.
Should we just never have another male mayor anywhere because of him?
Let's go one step further with this, if we may. Although I should take a commercial break here, Richie.
Absolutely, you should.
I want to spend a minute talking about an email that I got yesterday. A fellow named Mark Harms, who listens to this program and sends us messages from time to time. He sent me a very provocative, conversational, 2-3 paragraphs here. This takes a lot of time and thought for people to be this invested in, A, listening to the program, B, wanting to be expressive. And you can do it this way if you want. Email facebook.com/goodday, Twitter at goodday, email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Molly or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. Or you can dial 888-302-DOUG. He said, I thought I would chime in on the females in the Ranger School. Remember yesterday, some of you may or may not have heard the story. I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch, or Molly can. This is an issue that comes up now. And as women become more involved in the various military organizations, there is now an allowance. They're trying to put women through the Army Ranger School, which is tough. So
but even if they pass, they won't go into combat.
No.
Yet.
This fellow writes, there are definite and well-researched women physical differences between men and women. This is a bad idea. Women's bones are less dense, which makes them particularly susceptible to bone injuries, such as stress fractures, which you see a lot in soldiers carrying heavy loads. Also, their aerobic capacity is lower, and they reach that limit faster than men. This is why these sorts of situations, in them, they will become exhausted faster than men. These are just two examples. I am a former soldier with experience with women in combat situations, and I was also fortunate to be involved with the testing done by 2nd Brigade, 1st Armored Division, participating in testing of females to develop standards to allow them into combat roles. Well, he goes on. The larger point here is that this is a stereotype. Women are blank. Men are blank. Boys are blank.
Well, there's
girls
some facts.
Are blank.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's physical differences.
There are stereotypes,
but no, I challenge that because there are not, with some women, there are plenty of women who
exceptions.
Are stronger than men in many
I
different
agree
ways.
With Doug.
Especially in culture, right?
Yeah,
there
sure.
Are.
There are.
But
culture,
you have to acknowledge that by nature, there are differences between men and women. That's
well,
just
I'm
the
not,
truth.
No, I'm not saying there aren't differences. I'm saying to generalize and say that all women can't do this and all men can is nonsense.
I agree.
Go to
you.
The gym and look at the way some women are building themselves up and look at some men who are trying to get there. And there, then you see that it doesn't, no, it doesn't, the generalizations don't work.
Hey, but good job on taking this commercial break. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do it right now, Richie. Thank you.
Okay.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Jeff Weinstein started The Counter, a custom-made burger joint with three simple goals.
To earn a good income.
To serve customers great food at a good price.
To have a place to take his wife for dinner.
Customers flocked to his place. He started franchising. Now he's in over 35 locations, and that created a problem.
He struggled with work-life balance. Then he got a big idea. He used his strengths to custom build his life.
Now he flows like soda between his personal and professional worlds.
At home, he often gets ideas for work and vice versa. He pays attention to all the important people and priorities in his life all the time.
Use your strengths to build a life on your own terms. That's big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Did you catch your little kid playing doctor? Well, it's inevitable. Kids are going to play doctor. And actually, you should expect it. Here's the developmental science of it. Assuming your children are young, there's very little to worry about. If they're being playful and giggly, that's a good sign. It's a natural curiosity about bodies. And remember, at a young age, they neither can spell sexual harassment nor have a clue what it is. So what's the cheap psychological trick? Well, use this playing doctor business to your advantage. When you catch them playing doctor, that's a great time to do some explaining about the human body. And don't forget to explain that private areas are called private for a reason. It's because they're private. And when they play doctor again, just calmly tell them to dress and then redirect them to some other game. You know, you can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at Dr. Buff.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
She played in 5 Olympic Games, winning 4 gold medals for the U.S. women's basketball team. In 2000, Sports Illustrated named her the 22nd best female athlete of the century.
Here's the buzzer. It's official. The United States has the best women's basketball team in the world.
So where is Teresa Edwards now? Teresa covered the 2008 Summer Olympics for NBC as a basketball analyst. She was the director of player personnel for the Tulsa Shock in 2011 when head coach Nolan Richardson resigned, forcing Teresa to take over as interim coach. That same year, she was inducted into the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame.
I never knew I could be here, let alone dreamt of standing here, so I thank you very much tonight for this opportunity.
An honor well-deserved for Teresa Edwards. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
It's fast, it's furious, it's totally bonkers, so buckle up because Furious 7 is a hell of a ride. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by Marvel's Avengers Age of Ultron, now playing in theaters.